Scarface, Emilio Ribenga's death.
Liberta! Liberta!
Ribenga!
Well, this isn't going to turn out well. Uh-oh. Liberta!
Liberta! Liberta! Liberta! Liberta! Liberta! Liberta!
Libertad. And Ribenga is the guy's name. That's Ribenga. Not good. Not good. A lot of people make comments. Feels like we're living in the down under. We're living in an alternate universe. Reason I play that from 1983 movie Scarface. Today's topic, rowdy mob attacks man at Randall's Island migrant shelter. In latest tent city violence, is four guards also hurt? What do we got going on at Randall's Island, New York City? Get into it. Here we go. We've got more shenanigans. That's what we've got. You're going to want to stay tuned. Let's get into it. I always thought that scene from Scarface. I'm a huge Scarface fan, if you can't tell. I'm a huge Scarface fan. Words to live by from Scarface is, don't get high on your own supply. Those are words to live by. I mean, you need to get some guidance in your life. You know, Hollywood filmmaking, why not take lessons from there? Rowdy mob attacks man. How many, this is Randall's Island. How many incidents do we need to have from this 3,000 person capacity facility that's costing the city of New York like $20 million a month? A month. Yeah. Yeah. Doesn't it seem conceivable that what's going on is literally what we've already seen, what we know to be true? What could possibly go wrong with a migrant shelter, a bunch of illegals, 3,000 person capacity, a bunch of gang members in there just running around doing, you know, shenanigans willy-nilly? Yeah, that's literally what is unfolding in front of us in real time. A rowdy mob at the Randall's Island migrant shelter was busted early Monday after a brawl that injured four security guards and left one migrant suffering a stab wound. Huh. Now, where have I seen a movie where somebody died from a stab wound? Five men believed to be migrants, you think, housed at the massive tent city, were charged with assault after jumping the 24-year-old victim while he was eating on his bunk around 1:45 a.m., cops said. The guards tried to step in, but they were also attacked, sources said. The accused thugs, Howard Ochoa Oliveira, 27, Jose Manuel Maza, 29, Jose Squera, 20, Xavier Pacheco, 32, and Carlos Maiz Betancourt, 23, were all charged with third-degree assault. What's going to happen to them? Absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. This kid got his world rocked, though. I mean, right? And you get a little stabbing action going on. But hey, don't worry. Just put all the migrants into big shelter systems. You know, it'll be fine. It'll be fine. I mean, nothing to worry about there. Nothing to worry about. It'll be good. Yeah. Not so much for that kid, right? Look at this. Look at this. I mean, that is a prison right there, right? I mean, holy cow, you're on an island. You're on an island and you got just a whole bunch of buildings. I mean, I'm surprised that more of this hasn't happened. You got 3,000 of these people who are not pleased to be living in this, you know, mandated shelter system. Law enforcement sources said four security guards were injured in the overnight melee, including one who had to be taken to the hospital, as the out-of-control migrants hurled rocks, chairs, and food at the outnumbered guards. Isn't that what we just saw? We just saw that, didn't we? Yes, we did. Yeah, that was Hollywood fiction. Now we're living it in reality. I mean, come on now. I mean, what did you think was going to happen when you put 3,000 of these folks together And you're trying to convince us, you know, mainstream media, it's everything's fine. It's all golden. Just bring them in. You know, somebody made me, somebody commented to me, Sean, have you taken any of the migrants into your home? No. The answer is no. No, I'm not doing that. And you shouldn't either, because we don't know who these folks are. You want to go through this vetting process. You want to take some time and really get to know folks and do all that kind of good stuff. All right. If you want to, you know, be part of the outreach program at a church. Okay. You know, that's up to you. But I think, you know, average citizens don't need to be taking responsibility for something that these, you know, sanctuary cities have taken upon themselves, these virtue signaling sanctuary cities. And look how it's turning out. Yeah. New York City got some problems, right? Need a big box of tissues for all of those issues. The incident is just the latest outburst of violence at migrant shelters and facilities in the five boroughs, including a fatal stabbing at the Randall's Island site on January 6th in a fight over a woman. Cops have also launched a manhunt for a migrant who stabbed another asylum seeker during a scuffle outside a Hell's Kitchen hotel over the weekend. So, you know, a couple of fatal stabbings, a couple of non-fatal stabbings. I mean, who's counting? They're mostly peaceful. Mostly peaceful. Yeah, mostly. The victim in that brawl, another migrant staying at the converted Walton Hotel, is in stable condition. It's comforting. Last week, the feds raided a Bronx home where a crew of gun-toting migrants were squatting and terrorizing the neighborhood, also including Tren de Aragua gangsters. It's a gang, straight up gang. And it's my understanding that the stabbing that happened most recently, where the kid's, you know, on his bunk eating some food, comes in and just gets wailed on. That also is gang activity. It hasn't been confirmed, but all the articles that I looked at and that I read indicated, odds are that's a little stabbing action going on. Little stabby stabbing. Last week, the feds were, we already read that. On January 27th, the mob of cowardly migrants, including reputed members of the vicious Venezuelan gang, Tren de Aragua, even brazenly attacked two New York City Police Department cops in Times Square, leading to more than a half dozen arrests. I mean, it's already happening, right? I mean, it's going on. This is the way it is. And yet, you know, bring them in by the thousands, the hundreds of thousands. What could go wrong? Shenanigans, right? According to City Hall, more than 185,000 migrants have flooded the Big Apple after crossing into the U.S. at the southern border with Mexico since the spring of 2022. 3,000 located on Randall's Island, up to 3,000 anyway, right? I mean, the encampment we saw in the movie there, in Scarface, underneath a freeway. I mean, doesn't that just remind you of something you saw out of either Eagle Pass in Texas, where everybody was just all lined up, or Los Angeles? And it's like a, you know, underneath the freeway system where they had that massive fire. Remember that? And all the homeless people. And, do we really need to be mimicking, you know, a movie this old? Is this literally what we're doing? I mean, do we have any historical perspective here to kind of get an overview of how this might go? No, you got a movie, you got Scarface. Yeah. To date, nearly 65,000 remain in city care at a host of converted hotels, makeshift shelters, and repurposed buildings, including churches and shuttered schools throughout the five boroughs, officials said. I mean, what's it going to take? What's it going to take for people to realize, the reason we don't just bring everybody into the country and then, you know, willy-nilly turn them over into this parole system, the reason we don't do that is because of stuff like this. Because you got some bad guys coming in. I mean, you got guys stabbing each other. And how many other incidents have we had? A lot. We've had a ton. And particularly at this Randall's Island, because you've just got such a concentration of humanity that isn't allowed to work, you know, doesn't have much in the way of resources. I shouldn't say it doesn't have a lot in resources. Probably a ton more than they had at home. And some of them are getting, you know, the debit card, $10,000 debit card. But a lot of them are just frustrated and angry, and they're gangsters. So what do you think gangsters are going to do? Yeah, Good question, right? This is what they do. They run around and have beefs with people, and kind of like in Scarface, that's what you do. You take somebody out, it's a political favor. Okay. And that's exactly what I just described here. But mainstream media, they don't want you to focus on this. I mean, yeah, it's a percentage game, Sean. It's a percentage game. You bring in 11 million people that are illegal into the country, you're going to have a few bad apples. You're going to have some that aren't necessarily going to play by the rules. And here we are. Here we are. Yeah. Let's take a look at that other article here for a second. Randall's Island, $20 million per month migrant shelter takes in first asylum seekers as capacity expands to 3,000. This was August of 2023, so just late last year, last summer. The strapped city has already expanded its controversial migrant complex and Randall's Island youth soccer fields to house 3,000 people, 50% more than expected, before asylum seekers even moved in Sunday. The site, which now consists of five dormitory-style tents, began housing the first wave of migrants there in the afternoon with about 150 single men expected before the end of the day, city officials said. Should we have a moratorium on single men of military age coming into the country? Should we just halt that? Just boom, halt that. Right? I mean, something along those lines. You got to do something. What you've got going on right now leads to too much exposure. It's too crazy. This isn't the solution for the next 2, 3, 4 months. This is giving a little breathing room for the next few days, really, warned Christina Farrell, the city's first deputy commissioner of emergency management, to reporters during a tour Sunday. And then how many months has it been? So it's not months. This isn't the solution for the next 2, 3, 4 months. But it is. It is. Because you've still got illegals coming in by the thousands, and they're going to keep coming. I think we've got a pretty good size batch of them coming up through the border as we speak. Spring of 2024 will turn into the summer of 2024. And I think summer of 2024, you're going to see some of those numbers really explode. Each air-conditioned sleeping tent will house 600 green and black cots, while a dining tent featuring long white tables will offer 3 meals a day. I believe the dining tent is open 24/7 because some of the illegals, they actually have jobs. You got to keep that open. Yeah, the dining center will stay open 24/7 to provide round-the-clock drinks and snacks, and laundry service and individual lockboxes will be offered too. There are separate bathroom cabins and an intake area. I mean, you are bringing in such a mass amount of humanity that the problems are just rife. And going back to this article, why wouldn't this stuff continue to escalate? Why wouldn't that happen? I mean, Sean, they're just going to calm down. They're going to settle in and just get going. Yeah, but the stuff that we're seeing it's pretty violent. It's pretty violent. And that's because we're taking in people from other countries that are basically escaping violence. And some of them, they do the same thing. Hence, this one guy that we're reading about today, getting a little stabby action, little stabby stabby. You don't want to make fun of anybody getting hurt like that, but what did you think, or attempted murder, what did you think was going to happen when you put all this humanity in one spot? I mean, and it's happening across all of these sanctuary cities, Denver, Chicago, New York City. The list just keeps going on and on and on, right? I mean, what did we think would happen? We thought this would happen, and now it's unfolding in front of us, on the daily. You are reading stories on the daily, and most of mainstream media is just like, they're going like this. Nothing to see here. Nothing. Yeah, if we just ignore it for long enough, maybe it'll go away. Maybe it'll just disappear into the sunset and we can live our happy lives. Now, that's not going to happen. You're going to have to deal with a bunch of violence and a bunch of people committing crimes because that's what you've got. It's pretty basic, right? And it doesn't take much to sit here and read this, does it? No. And you can kind of figure, all right, maybe this isn't as safe as we thought. maybe bringing in 11 million illegals into the country, maybe there are some problems associated with that. Anyway, whatever. I mean, big city crime. You know, how many times have we heard that? I was just doing some research for San Francisco podcast. Librarians in San Francisco, they are demanding that they get security. They are not feeling safe. And then you've got Mayor London Breed and a reporter in, you know, another article, another news segment saying, you know what? Crime is way down in San Francisco. It's really dropping. It's really dropping. Well, then why are the librarians in the San Francisco public library system demanding guards, armed security in the libraries? Because it's so safe, it's so calm, it's such a learning experience that they demand security? No, it's because you got a bunch of nut jobs running around, and the reality is wildly different than what the media is throwing out there. This rowdy mob attacks man at Randall's Island migrant shelter, it was shocking how few mainstream media outlets covered that. I mean, it was just a handful, just a handful. And you're like, okay. And, you know, the coverage was 100% basically right side of things. There was none on the left, none. And so we're led to believe everything's great. It's all good. Bring illegals into your city. Should be fine. Little stabbing incident? Yeah. Well, anyway, how about that inflation coming down? How about the Fed numbers? You know, just skip right past these stories. Because who wants to talk about these? Because it doesn't fit the narrative. I'm going to talk about them all day long. I don't normally do individual kind of crime stories like this. But every now and then, if you've got a series of them happening, and I feel like that's what's happening, I feel like Randall's Island, with its sheer size, it's a powder keg waiting to just whoosh, like that scene in Scarface. All of a sudden, they get pretty worked up. Now, did they get worked up because Tony Montana and his sidekick, big, tall, handsome guy, that I think the big, tall, handsome guy just died. I think he did. And I was like, oh, man, everybody's dying, right? And everybody does die. But you don't want to die in a migrant shelter underneath the freeway in Miami. I remember reading those stories, and I'm like, wow, you've got a mass exodus. Fidel Castro just opened up those prisons and said, boys, go get them in the Estados Unidos, right? Go that away. Take your boat, get over there, do your thing. And then you'd watch all of the, you know, the crime was happening and the massive influx of the drug trade into Miami. That was something else. One of the things that I kind of honed on to was how the banking industry changed so much in the 1980s as a result of the drug trade basically taking over Miami. All of a sudden, you've got just bank after bank after bank that, you know, wasn't there before and is seemingly doing outrageously well. Yeah, come park your cash here. We'll give you a decent return. We actually won't give you much of a return, but you know, you get to come in and get your money every now and then, and all is good. Bank after bank after bank popped up during the era of Scarface, during that, you know, when that movie was supposed to be purporting, which is 1980. And then coming from that, all this money is floating around. All these people with money, but no ability to show how they got their money. We had the liar loans. We had the liar loans really explode in popularity, which meant you could tell a lender, hey, I've got $2 million in the bank. I want a mortgage for $500,000. I'm just going to tell you. It was called a stated income loan. I'm just going to tell you how much I made. I made $1 million. And they would, you know, you'd take it down on your loan application and they'd go, okay. And they'd analyze your risk and they'd go, well, with $2 million in the bank and you're only looking for a loan for $500,000, I say we got ourselves a deal. And those deals were done all day long because the people, you know, washing money, they need tax breaks as well. They need housing. They want a mortgage. They want to build credit. They want to do all that good stuff. So you had those liar loans and all have it basically took place because of everything that was coming into the United States in Miami. Now it's Denver. Denver is on a roll of badness, of shenanigans. Denver consistently just has some mind-blowing things going on. I try and not to pounce on Denver too often, but just the stuff going on, the sheer volume of news coming out of Denver, you're like, that's not good. Oh, that's not good. Oh, that's not, this isn't good. Oh, can't hide, right? You just literally can't hide from all that stuff. So here we are. You got Denver, you got Chicago, you got New York, you got DC, you got Philly. I mean, you got Seattle. We got a bunch down in South Seattle, and they're doing protests. Remember the city attorney, Stephanie? I know Stephanie is a fan favorite of everybody out there. Yeah, Stephanie had, she was, transitioned, and she, had, that whole thing. Yeah, crazy. And some makeup. It was just wonky. All right, that's it for me on this one. Thanks so much for being here. Thanks so much for supporting the podcast, and I'll see you on the next one. Until then, have a good one. Maybe watch a little Scarface. Don't get high on your own supply. Bye for now.